This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we considered the painful price we need to be ready to pay if we want to persuade the lost to put their hope in the living God, the Savior. 1 Timothy 4 describes the battle for the minds and hearts of the lost and dying world in which we live. With that focus in mind, Paul amplifies what he wants Timothy and us to realize as involved in winning this battle. The world we live in has been blinded to the truth through teachings given by hypocritical liars whose consciences have been seared as with a hot iron. The challenge is to warn believers of the danger of these teachings and then teach them the truth. To do this effectively, you will need to train yourself to be godly. Teaching truth needs to be backed up with living the truth. At times, this battle can take its toll on us physically and emotionally. That's why Paul told Timothy that physical training is of some value. To keep in good physical and emotional condition is important. I almost died from being physically worn down and infected with a viral pneumonia about 35 years ago. After recovering, I asked my wife to buy me, for Christmas, a skipping rope. I knew myself well. I would find too many excuses for not going out running or walking or going to the gym to work out. I could skip in my home no matter the weather. It was hard at first, but I kept working at it. After years of doing this, my rope finally wore out. But I've continued skipping using the motions, which now are automatic. I've found this exercise profitable, keeping me in shape, so I can apply myself to godliness and the precious work of telling others about Jesus.